It's a big steer, and it pushed this back, and that went flying smack, got me there, knocked me out, and I knocked out, and then went unconscious as my head hit the concrete.
Farmer Mark Wootton's from Hamilton in Western Victoria is showing UK visitor Jim Chapman around his cattle yards. A few years ago, Mark was knocked unconscious by a gate lever after a beast suddenly pushed against it. He's okay now, but it just goes to show how quickly accidents can happen and how dangerous a farm can be.
It was right on my eye.
Yeah.
There, it was, you know, your temple's there.
Yeah.
I didn't lose an eye.
Yeah, you're looking.
It slid me down, and I was a bit fearless before that.
Yeah.
At the end of that, I was fearful.
Mark is now installing safety devices around the farm to help protect himself and his staff.
When the people come in here, these guys are taught you always push on your exit side.
Okay.
So if we ever see anyone on that black side,
yeah,
they get a real kick up the arse.
Cool.
So the same in here, so you can always get out if you have to.
The guy's a fantastic farmer in every aspect, extremely professional. The health and safety side of it, it means a lot to him, and it's actually part of his business. It's not an add-on. It's not something that you have to do as well as the business. He makes it a part of it. He sees it as a way of improving performance on the farm. He sees it as a added benefit to the farm. He doesn't struggle to find staff to come and work here because it is a great place to work, both as a massive professional operation, but also because it's a nice place to work because you're not worried about dangerous machinery or whatever else. Your views are taken on board, and I really like that aspect of it.
Hello, I'm Jess Davis. Jim Chapman has good reason to be listening to Mark's story. Back in 2005, he lost an arm in a farm accident. After struggling with depression for several years, he turned his life around with the help of friends and has now become an advocate for farm safety. He's travelling the world as part of a Nuffield scholarship, looking at farm safety practices.
Most of our spray works contract, and I reckon that's probably the most risky thing we do.
Is it?
Is spray. And that's, we've got charcoal filters on the tractors and stuff like that, but
yeah,
I still reckon.
So in 2005, I had an accident with a tractor. I got too close to the PTO shaft, which was unguarded, and it was like a matter of seconds. It grabbed hold of my jumper, wound me in, and I went over the top of the shaft and landed on the floor. You know, without my left arm, without any clothing on, and in the UK it was pretty cold at the time. So I also had that to contend with. The HSE, which is like your work safe, wanted to do a project and try and improve farm safety. They wanted a disabled farmer who didn't mind telling their story about how easy it is to have an accident on farm and how it affects your life. And I now go to colleges and universities and talk to ag students about farm safety and how easy it is and to have an accident and how it affects the rest of your life.
So how does Australia stack up when it comes to farm safety? Jim Chapman says Australia has some unique challenges.
The size and scale of farming, or just the country itself, is your biggest asset, but also one of the biggest problems when it comes to farm safety. A lot of farmers, especially out in the bush, as you'd call it, quite often find themselves distant from legislators, from the rest of the world, if you like. They do see it as a them and us. You know, that you've got the city dwellers and then you've got the country people, and I think that's a little bit of a problem. They're sort of left to get on with they're masters of their own destiny. And so if they want to be unsafe and do things that are risky, there's nobody there to tell them that they shouldn't. There's no overarching protection. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I quite like the isolation, I quite like the remoteness, but at the same time I think it can also be a challenge for you. A lot of the things are obviously very general, so working with animals, working with machinery, quad bikes, all those sorts of things are very common around the rest of the world. The things you guys have got here that we don't have in the UK, one of which is a big orange thing in the sky called the sun, and we don't see it very often in the UK, and so things like skin cancer and You know, make sure you're wearing a hat and long sleeves seem really alien to us in such a hot climate where we'd naturally want to wear shorts and t-shirt. So things like that that you have to contend with that we don't. Also, you know, you've got some creepy crawlies, you've got some snakes and spiders here, which we don't have. And again, the isolation, being so far away from a hospital, if something does go wrong, you are potentially hours away from help.
And as you move up, the induction gets more complicated in terms of the complexity of the machine.
Jim Chapman has also spent time in the United States and Canada during his world tour. When he gets back to the UK, he'll write up a report on what he's seen.
The things that I've learned is that farmers are unique types of people, but then we are the same around the world. So what works for one country will work for another, with regard to, you know, attitudes, cultural shifts, and how farmers like to be told what to do. I've learned that farmers like hearing from other farmers. They don't like hearing from organisations such as WorkSafe, WorkCover, or whatever it would be, the decision makers, if you like. We like to hear from our own kind that what works and what doesn't work. I also have found that safety has to be practical. If it's difficult or if it gets in the way of doing another job, you won't do it. So we have to find that balance between what is absolutely 100% safe by the legislators, but also what actually works on the ground. And that needs to be a two-way conversation between us and the powers that be. We need to have that discussion and not be afraid of it, and not be afraid to talk to people like WorkSafe. The one thing that I say to every farmer that I speak to is an accident usually occurs because we're rushing around, weather's against us, or there's 101 things that have gone wrong that day. And the one thing that I just say to everybody is just take that time out before you go diving into a situation that might be dangerous. It's just to take 10 seconds, take a breath and have a look at what you're about to do before you go jumping into it, and make sure that what you're about to do is worth it. It's that balance between needing to get the job done, but also being able to come home to your wife and kids afterwards.